Many were shocked last week when Roanoke City Council voted against a rezoning request for the project, despite agreeing in December to sell the building and surrounding parkland for that very purpose. Councilwoman Trish White-Boyd was among the members who approved the contract in December but voted against the rezoning.
It's not over. It's just pausing so that we can have further conversation. And I was really disappointed at some of the media because I don't think they understand the process.
Council's vote last week elicited strong backlash on social media from residents. And there's now an effort to remove the leaders of the Grannon Court Neighborhood Association next month over their lobbying against the project. At a Thursday meeting, a neighbor hand-delivered a letter to Association President Owen McGuire and Secretary Frieda Cathcart. Among the most vocal opponents to the plans of developers Justin and Carrie Kidd Van Blaricom, stating they, quote, have completely lost the confidence of this neighborhood and should be removed from their post as soon as possible. Cathcart and McGuire declined to comment. It also remains to be seen how the current contract says the deal must close by June 30th, but another rezoning request can't be held until July. For more stories like this, visit RoanokeRambler.com. I'm WFIR's Taylor Sherrill.